No, we're not starting our program over again, although that is certainly our opening theme, familiar to all of you listeners. The reason we're playing it this evening is that we're visiting, briefly, with the man who made it all possible, musician, composer, synthesizer Don Vagley, who sits behind a Mary Moog machine, I assume it's Mary, Don, out at the Electronic Studio at the times. University of Wisconsin. And you are really the man who has given us our sound. You have created for us that very distinctive da-da-da-da-bum-bum-bum that I find myself singing in the shower, driving home, my kid dances to it in the kitchen, so thank you.
It's driving you crazy.
Right? It's not quite yet. I give myself another year. Whenever you show up here, the whole staff gets excited because you come bearing gifts, highly priced gifts, but nonetheless pieces of tape on which you kind of have developed new sounds for us, new ways for us to sound. We're going to hear some of those new possibilities, but first, talk a bit about how you got struck with the original idea for that da-da-da-dum-bum-bum-bum. How did it come to you? Why?
Well, at the time, there was a foundation, corporation, public broadcasting-funded project at the University of Wisconsin called the National Center for Audio Experimentation. And we were pledged to work with NPR in its infancy and to provide materials. And quite by accident, we had a synthesizer at our disposal, a little Putney, and we brought in a package, a theme for you, plus initially, I can't remember, maybe 10 little transitions using that theme, that thematic material as a base, and then what was used as a theme, it got on the air, and I guess in the first year, then I supplied, I had a count at one time, but there were, I think, probably about 70 different short pieces of music which uses the ATC theme as a basis. Well, I guess the point we should make here, Susan, is that after these supplying you initially with a library of about 70 little pieces, I have not contributed any more synthesized bits for you. And my reason for being here today is to brought in a very small new package and have been spending some hours discussing with your people what new things might be done. So I'm now going back to Madison, Wisconsin, and to the Mary Moog, and hope to be sending you some things. So listeners, have faith, some new sounds are about to come.
I haven't heard any of your new music. Why don't we hear some of it?
Well, let's explain before we play these that these are very short, little, simple bits to be used as punctuation marks. So with that in mind, you can hear these two little examples.
They're simply marvelous. They have a certain celestial quality to them, do you think?
Well, those two might, but some of the others won't.
Do you know that you get more mail, you and your music get more mail here than just about anything we do? And it's so controversial. There are people who write in and say, this is fantastic, I love it, it's the most distinctive thing about the program. Others who say, get rid of those squawks, can't stand them. Why do you think we'd get such negative responses?
Well, I think music is that sort of a commodity where people can very easily like or dislike, and the fact that they like it or dislike it is tied in with their personalities and other things they like or dislike.
How did you come to this from non-mechanical musical backgrounds?
Oh, I came to this quite by accident. I'm trained in music, I have music degrees, and then at the same time, I've been in public radio for over 30 years, and I've been interested in audio and knobs and dials and tape machines, and so now I have a chance to wed those two interests, and I'm having a ball in my work, enjoying it very, very much.
Isn't that wonderful to be able to say?
It's right.
A good way to feel. Do you never have just...
I am embarrassed sometimes to get a salary, but I fight and overcome that embarrassment finally.
But do you ever get into dry spells, Don, feeling that, gee, it's just not coming to me today, the machinery's not working, the brain's not?
Certain days, yeah, yes, I think that's true, and not as much as you might. The synthesizer is a very stimulating gadget because a new sound that you happen to, in synthesized music, you say the word realized is quite acceptable. So let's say a certain sound that you realize with a few patches stimulates you creatively to get going, you know, and
so it opens kind of a broader
a
vista
door.
Than the simple piano with set strings.
Right, I might go to just setting up some percussive sounds and a rhythmic pattern that and work with it until I have something that I think is very, very interesting. So I'll lay that down on my multi-track recorder. Then I'll start worrying about the melody and the other aspects of the piece.
Have you ever tried playing any of these, all things considered, theme melodies on non-mechanical instruments, piano or with a bass, drums, whatever?
No, I haven't.
Conceivably, you could take your notes for the all things considered theme and hand them to a chamber music group.
Right,
or
sure.
Actually, as we did that, didn't hand the notes over, but we did hand a tape over some months back. I wonder if you heard this, Don, when we took the program to Lawrence, Kansas, and on their campus they have, I think it's a 53 Bell Carillon, dominates the campus. We took a tape of your theme over there and said to the caroloner, listen, what do you think? Could you do it? Well, he did. And can you imagine, Don, your notes ringing out over all of Kansas?
No, I didn't hear that. I wish I had.
Oh, well, maybe we can play it for you now. The All Things Considered theme is realized on a carillon in Kansas. Don Vagley, musician and composer at the Electronic Studios at the University of Wisconsin, is the creator of our theme.
We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is NPR, National Public Radio.